on a Saturday tradition for 26 years. It's Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Question two on the Phoenix Open. For your chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to the Waste Management Phoenix Open, graciously provided by our flagship station, 92.3 KTAR, is what? And you have to go to Facebook. You have to go to Facebook. Don't call here because our lines are filling up with people who want to ask questions about their home.
This question is posted there.
What is the list of courses the tournament has been played on?
Click comments. Type your answers.
There you go.
And this is the Phoenix Open, so they're all going to be courses in and around Phoenix, I would think.
Around, right? In, or you said it correctly, in or around.
Because right now it's not in Phoenix.
That's correct.
Technically in Scottsdale,
it's
right?
Not. What is the list of courses it has been played on? The first one that gets to Facebook and posts an answer wins two general admission tickets to the Phoenix Open. Thank you for participating. Let's see if we can bring Ann into the conversation real quick. And we've got Josh on hold in an open line if you'd like to jump in. And then we're going to have a special guest, Mr. Harold Perkins, right after I take this call. And he's going to visit with us about, okay, we just had the President of the United States of America come to our hometown, and he made a comment about mortgage insurance. We're going to find out what the ripple effect of that comment could possibly be on the mortgage industry Richter scale. Is it a tremor or is it a gravity changing global event? So we'll have Harold Perkins from Galaxy. Get it? Galaxy. Is it Global Galaxy?
Got it.
Galaxy Lending Group helping us answer that question and your questions about that as well.
And Harold, I know you're listening, and I'm a curious mind. We were talking earlier that the first winner of the Phoenix Open won $700, and $75 years later, that was worth $11,000 in today's real time. If you could calculate, and that was at a 3.8%.
He has those magical little calculator things.
That was at 3.82%
annual inflation. Average annual inflation.
What's that going to be worth 75 years from now on that same average?
Okay.
I'm just curious.
All right.
I want to know these things.
Let's get to Ann real quick. Good morning, Miss Ann. Calling
from
Scottsdale.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm chuckling at your chatter. But anyway, this is a global matter in our home.
Okay, all right.
We are renting a condo, and there are two closets that we would like to lock and to prevent access by renters. Anyway, they're both sliding doors, both closets, sliding doors, and one is mirrored and one is wood.
Okay.
Is it possible to lock those doors, and who can I get to do it?
Now, Miss Ann, this is one closet, two doors. We call them bypass doors, where they slide back and forth across each other.
Correct.
Okay, one of those is a mirror, and one of them is a wood.
One set is mirrored, and one set is wood.
Mm-hmm. So it's two different closets?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The wood doors are going to be pretty simple. We can get what's called a flush bolt, dead-bolted flush bolt. It's not particularly handsome.
But I don't care.
Okay. But it will lock the doors. I'm going to have to get a hold of my friends at Scottsdale Lock and Key up at Scottsdale and Shea and brainstorm with them how to do it on the mirrored doors.
Yes, okay.
That's going to be a little trickier.
Mm-hmm. So you said it's a flush or deadbolt lock?
Yeah, it's a sliding door lock. It's with a key lock that has a pin that goes down in. You have to drill a little hole. What's the floor covering? Is it carpet?
No. Well, one is and one's tile.
Okay. The one where the wood door is, which is it?
A tile.
Okay. We'll just drill a little hole in that tile floor, and it'll be a pin that goes down into the floor, and then the key will lock it in place so that it can't be lifted back up. And if you really want it secure, then you'll do that on the top of the door as well, and so it will be pinned in place.
So if you lock, do you need to do it with both doors?
Yes, ma'am.
Both wooden doors, or maybe I could put a stick lock the forward door and put a stick behind?
You could, Ann, and I'm going to, it would probably take a personal conversation at your house. What are we trying to protect behind this? How secure do we want it? Are we trying to keep honest people out of there?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Then you could probably brace the door that's in the back
right.
with a stick, then close the front door and bolt it to the floor and the jam.
Okay, let's understand that. Okay.
Probably could do that.
Okay, and so.
But I'm gonna have to brainstorm that the glass mirror door.
Yeah, that is a problem. Okay, well.
Are those mirrors mounted onto a wood door?
No, they're
just the thin little mirror bypass doors.
Yes. There is a metal frame around them.
Yeah.
I don't know how thick the glass is.
And you mind telling me what crossroads or what major cross streets are you on in Scottsdale?
Let me see. 90th and Shea.
Okay. Yeah. I think Scottsdale lock and key right there at Scottsdale and Shea is probably going to be a great resource. You stay hanging on, and we'll get you their name and number, and they'll be able to get you taken care of.
To Harold?
Yes, to Harold Perkins.
Mr. Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending here to tell us what exactly...
Our very own president came to Phoenix and made a comment about mortgage insurance. And I'm just curious, Harold, what's happening? What is this?
Hi, guys. So the announcement was that FHA has reduced or is about to reduce the cost of the monthly mortgage insurance for FHA finance loans. So the mortgage insurance is what the buyer pays to HUD. It protects the bank in case of default. And so it's what allows you to do a smaller down payment if you're purchasing with an FHA loan. The cost on that just went down.
And FHA mortgages represent how big of the total pie of the mortgage industry?
It's a decent sized segment. The FHAs are, I know for our company, it's about 25% of the loans that we do. And so it's generally used for first time home buyers. That's the majority of the people using FHA financing. And then sometimes not first time home buyers. FHA is a little more lenient if you've had a prior bankruptcy or foreclosure or short sale. And so even non first time home buyers will use that type of loan to purchase.
So on the mortgage industry Richter scale, is this like a little tremor or is this like a tide-altering, gravity-impacting event?
Somewhere in between, maybe. I wouldn't say it's tide-altering. It's not that much. It is extremely helpful, though. For the average person, it's going to reduce their mortgage payment $70 to $90 per month.
Okay.
Nearly, in some cases, $1,000 a year that it's going to reduce your housing expense. Or conversely, another way to look at it is for the same mortgage payment, it just increased your buying power, maybe $10,000 to $15,000. You can afford a little more expensive home now with a lower cost on the mortgage insurance.
So who should take note and who will it impact and who should give you a ring?
Anybody that currently has an FHA loan where the interest rate is 3.75% or higher, you ought to take a look at refinancing that loan. Anybody who is currently under contract to purchase a home needs to possibly look at maybe renegotiating the close date on that. We actually had one we talked to yesterday. Their plan was to close right towards the end of January. We actually had them extend it out so that we could, once the change takes effect on January 26th, then they get the advantage of the lower mortgage insurance by delaying their close a week. They're going to have a $90 a month lower payment. Sellers agreed to that. They're reasonable people, so all of that was good.
Great.
Anybody that's had a bankruptcy in the last 2 years and looking to get back into the market, FHA allows that. Foreclosure in the last 3 years, if it's 3 years old, take a look at FHA for your financing. You're eligible for that now, too.
Very good. Okay, out there in the mortgage world, what's the current conventional 30-year rate, and what's the trend on that rate?
Trend has been down. Rates have been awesome with oil prices going down, other things going on in the world. Rates have come down. 30-year fixed, conventional, always qualifying dependent and everything, but very easy to get under 4%.
Wow.
FHA rates are awesome. FHA rates, you're in the low threes on a 30-year fixed.
That is
and
awesome.
So rates are awesome right now.
Very good. And to reach Harold at Galaxy Lending Group, the number would be?
602-595-1233 or galaxylendinggroup.com.
Harold, we especially appreciate you joining us, the only Rosie certified mortgage lending company in the state.
Awesome. And Romy's question, the answer on that, what that works out in today's dollars, is a decent down payment on a new house.
to run that math, the overall inflation in that 75 years was 1,500%. Would I just take 11,000 and multiply it by 1,500%?
No, that doesn't work exactly, Romy. But it's
not compounding.
That's right, it's not compounding.
Yeah. So on a quick, just what I had capable on a calculator without compounding, it'd be $182,000.
Okay.
Compounded, you'd probably push it over 200.
Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group.
Thanks, sir.
For giving us a ring. This sounds like it could be it. That little bit of housing nudge, especially for a great opportunity for first time home buyers. We need to get another Phoenix Open question on the air here to answer on Facebook. Okay, we want to know now. To win two tickets, general admission, to the Waste Management Phoenix Open, who's the biggest money winner?
No inflation in this equation.
Right. That's right.
Overall dollar value in real time.
Go to Facebook, rosieonthehouse.com.
The question's already posted.
Let us know.
And just type in, highest money earner is?
Let go. I was just saying, don't
you fill in the blank.
All right, let's go to Josh in Glendale with Phil in Tucson holding in an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Several years ago, I purchased a house used, and the previous homeowner decided they wanted internet in several rooms, apparently. So they were going to run the Cat 5 cable on the stucco and attached it using clear silicone.
Okay.
I need to paint the house, and you can't paint on clear silicone because it won't stick.
Yeah.
I've tried a few things. I've tried just scraping it off. I've tried a heat gun. I've tried the paint stripper that you'd use if you're redoing furniture. And the paint stripper works a little, but it really just doesn't get it out of the grooves and the spots where it's really sticking.
Is it really heavy textured stucco?
It is.
It's all in a line, man.
On the largest flat wall of the house at about eye level.
Oh, perfect.
So, to do a stucco job on it, it's going to be real hard to blend.
Okay, Josh, hang on 1 second. I'm going to have to noodle on this as we go away to a break. I'll have an answer for you right on the other side of this. We'll be right back.